This is Dr. Mejia, same for the patient Corey Bunch, medical records 149-606, 044-24-1994. Referring physician Dr. Thomas Harris, procedure perform colonoscopy, EGD, secondary procedure biopsies, date of the procedure September 23rd, 2022, indications abdominal pain, post-op diagnosis, abdominal pain GERD, post-op diagnosis, impression one, status post-gastric bypass anatomy. Number two, otherwise normal EGD, peer paragraph, deform sessions, jejunal loops, complication non immediately, medication as per monitoring anesthesia care, peer paragraph. After procedure, after info consent was obtained, patient was put in the left laryngeal position, periscope was introduced into the mouth and ran through the oropharynx, esophagus, into the stomach, remnant, through the anastomosis, into the jejunal loops without complications, peer examination performed upon withdrawal period, oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitoring under procedure period, paragraph. Findings, oropharynx appear normal, peer paragraph, esophagus appear normal, biopsies taken from distal esophagus, eosinophilic esophagitis, peer paragraph. Stomach, there is a small stomach remnant consistent with status post-gastric bypass, peer anastomosis appear normal, period. Biopsies taken from antrum body of the stomach, peer paragraph, rural H. pylori, period. Jejunal loops examined appear normal, biopsies taken from jejunal loops, rural celiac disease, peer paragraph. Recommendations, one, for pathology reports. Number two, anti-reflux measures. Number three, avoid NSAIDs. Number four, monitor clinical next number, follow-up PG office in 3 to 4 weeks.